From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A 94-year-old woman from Connecticut is dead from inhalation anthrax. Ottilie Lundgren died this morning in a hospital in Derby, Connecticut. Lundgren is the fifth person to die of anthrax since early October, and hers may be the most mysterious death since Lundgren belonged to none of the known risk groups and lives far from any known releases of the bacteria. We have two reports. First, NPR's Larry Abramson.
Physicians have taken some solace from the fact that 6 people out of 11 have recovered from inhalation anthrax, but doctors say it is still very difficult to treat this disease once symptoms begin to appear. Lundgren was treated with antibiotics soon after she showed up at the hospital last Friday, but at a morning news conference, Dr. Lydia Barakat of Griffin Hospital said that the 94-year-old patient was already starting with a strike against her.
You know, any elderly patient will have a hard time fighting any kind of infection, even the most common bacterial infection. And she's old, she has other comorbid illness, so she's definitely critical.
Soon afterward, Lundgren died. She spent most of her final days unable to speak, so she was not able to help investigators figure out the riddle she left behind, how she was infected with a disease that up until now has been concentrated among postal workers and members of the media. Lundgren was retired and spent much of her time at home. There's no sign she visited New York, New Jersey, or Washington, sites where known exposures have occurred. Connecticut Governor John Rowland said today investigators could only look for links to known risks.
We're obviously focusing on the male because that has been the cause of other anthrax scares in the past, and we have no other reason to believe that a 94-year-old woman would have contact with anthrax.
There are no known cases of anyone getting inhalation anthrax from simply opening their personal mail. In fact, mail facilities near Lundgren's home were recently checked as part of a nationwide sweep. No anthrax spores were found. But Rowland says, nevertheless, special measures are being taken to protect postal workers.
We've encouraged the employees, about 1,500 postal employees at both Seymour and Wallingford, to get the antibiotic treatment as a precaution to treat all the employees from those two facilities, and I underline as a precaution.
Lundgren is the second mystery anthrax case. Kathy Nguyen died 3 weeks ago of anthrax in New York under equally puzzling circumstances. Investigators have interviewed Nguyen's friends and co-workers. They examined her workplace and her home. In the case of Kathy Nguyen, the investigation has revealed little about how she might have been infected. The probe of Ottilie Lundgren's very simple life may leave investigators just as clueless. That has some people wondering whether this and possibly other anthrax cases could perhaps be the result of something other than criminal activity. It is possible, according to Dr. Jeffrey Copeland of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but it's pretty unlikely.
The initial reading in this 94-year-old woman who does not engage in the variety of pastimes that have been associated with anthrax, tanning hides, sorting wool, being a veterinarian, a farmer, etc., have so far not let us down the likelihood of that, but we certainly haven't ruled it out, and it will be continued to be looked for.
The biggest question is whether this is the last anthrax case or the first of a new round of infections. Though Lundgren is the first new infection in 3 weeks, the threat of more seems real as investigators probe a contaminated letter sent to Senator Patrick Leahy. That letter was never opened and cannot do any more harm, but the FBI is hoping the letter will yield some clues that will help them end the anthrax attacks. Larry Abramson, NPR News.